Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, No Excuses, The Power of Self-Discipline, by Brian Tracy. Is a practical self-improvement book centered on one core idea. Self-discipline is the decisive factor that turns goals into results. Rather than treating discipline as a rare personality trait, Tracy frames it as a learnable skill that can be strengthened through consistent habits, clear priorities, and deliberate choices. The book is written for readers who want straightforward guidance on personal effectiveness, especially in areas where procrastination, distraction, or inconsistency have been holding them back. Across common life domains such as career performance, financial stability, health, relationships, and personal confidence, Tracy emphasizes that small daily actions compound into major outcomes. The tone is direct and action-oriented, focusing on responsibility, focus, and follow-through. Readers can expect a structured set of principles, mental models, and exercises aimed at building momentum, improving decision-making under pressure, and creating a reliable inner system that supports long-term achievement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-discipline as the master skill for achievement. A central theme of the book is that self-discipline acts like a master lever, improve it, and many other areas of life rise with it. Tracy presents discipline as the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. This definition reframes success from being primarily about talent or luck to being about consistent execution. The book emphasizes personal responsibility and encourages readers to stop explaining results with external factors and instead focus on controllable behaviors. In practice, this means identifying the few actions that most strongly affect outcomes and committing to them even when motivation is low. Tracy links discipline to confidence and self-respect. Each time you keep a promise to yourself, you reinforce an identity as someone who follows through. The topic also addresses the compounding effect of disciplined habits. Small improvements in punctuality, preparation, and persistence can create a measurable advantage over time. By treating self-discipline as trainable rather than fixed, the book invites readers to build it in incremental steps, using structure and repetition to reduce reliance on willpower alone. Secondly, clarifying goals and focusing on high-value priorities, Tracy repeatedly connects self-discipline to clarity. Without clear goals, discipline turns into busy work, and effort gets scattered across low-impact tasks. The book therefore highlights the importance of defining what you want, translating it into specific objectives, and then choosing priorities that align with those objectives. Readers are encouraged to identify the highest value use of their time and to protect that work from interruptions and trivial demands. This topic includes the practical challenge of saying no to distractions, to overcommitment, and to activities that feel productive but do not move the needle. Tracy also emphasizes planning as a discipline in itself, suggesting that structured preparation reduces procrastination because it eliminates ambiguity about what to do next. When goals are written, deadlines are set, and the next action is decided, it becomes easier to start and easier to persist. The book frames focus as a competitive advantage, particularly in modern environments where attention is constantly pulled in multiple directions. By building the habit of prioritizing, scheduling, and finishing high-impact tasks first, readers can create steady progress rather than relying on last-minute pressure or bursts of motivation. Thirdly, building disciplined work habits and career performance. In the career domain, the book focuses on self-discipline as the foundation of reliability, productivity, and professional growth. Tracy stresses that consistent performance is often what separates top earners and leaders from those who remain stuck, and that consistency is largely a product of daily habits. This topic centers on showing up prepared, using time well, and committing to continuous improvement. The book encourages readers to treat their work like a craft, study what top performers do, practice the skills that matter most, and measure progress through results. Another major element is overcoming procrastination by starting promptly and working in concentrated blocks. Tracy often promotes the idea of tackling the hardest or most important task early, which reduces mental drag and creates momentum for the rest of the day. Professional self-discipline also includes communication and follow-through, returning messages, meeting deadlines, and keeping commitments. These behaviors build trust, and trust increases opportunity. By aligning daily actions with long-term career goals, readers can become more valuable in the marketplace, increase income potential, and earn greater autonomy through demonstrated dependability. Fourthly, money discipline, spending, saving, and long-term security. The book treats financial well-being as a behavioral outcome driven by disciplined choices more than complex knowledge. Tracy emphasizes that many people know what they should do with money, but fail to do it consistently, which is exactly where self-discipline becomes decisive. This topic highlights the importance of living below your means, delaying gratification, and creating simple systems that make good decisions easier. Budgeting and tracking are presented as forms of discipline that bring reality into view and reduce impulsive spending. Saving regularly is framed as paying yourself first, turning wealth building into a habit rather than an occasional event. The book also points to the role of goal setting in finances. Clear targets for debt reduction, emergency reserves, and future plans make daily restraint feel meaningful. Tracy connects financial discipline to freedom, suggesting that the ability to control spending and build reserves reduces stress and expands choices in work and life. While the book does not position itself as a technical investing manual, it underscores the core mindset that supports any strategy, patience, consistency, and the willingness to trade short-term comfort for long-term stability. Lastly, health, relationships, and character, Tracy extends self-discipline beyond achievement metrics into personal well-being and character. In health, the message is that energy and longevity depend on repeated choices, eating with intention, exercising consistently, and avoiding behaviors that undermine performance. Discipline here is less about intensity and more about regularity, creating routines that are sustainable and resilient during stressful periods. In relationships, the book frames self-discipline as emotional control and thoughtful behavior. This includes listening, keeping promises, and managing reactions, especially when tired or frustrated. The ability to pause before speaking, to be patient, and to prioritize the relationship over momentary ego becomes a form of discipline that strengthens trust. The topic also touches on integrity and self-respect. Tracy suggests that character is built when actions match values, and that disciplined living produces a sense of internal alignment. By practicing discipline across multiple life areas, readers can reduce chaos and increase stability. The result is not only higher output, but also a more balanced life, where health supports performance and relationships provide meaning, making achievement sustainable rather than exhausting. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel capable but inconsistent, professionals who struggle with procrastination, entrepreneurs who need stronger routines, students who want dependable study habits, and anyone who wants to stop relying on mood or motivation. It can also help people who have tried productivity tools but keep falling back into distraction, because its focus is not on hacks but on personal standards and follow-through. The main benefit to a reader's life is the shift from wishing to doing. By treating self-discipline as a trainable skill, the book offers a path to more predictable progress in career results, financial stability, health habits, and relationships. That reliability reduces stress and builds confidence because you start to trust your own commitments. Compared with similar self-help books that lean heavily on inspiration, No Excuses is worth buying for its direct, principle-based approach and its wide coverage of real-world areas where discipline matters. It connects mindset to daily behavior and encourages practical routines that can be repeated. If you want a straightforward framework to strengthen self-control and convert goals into steady action, this book delivers a focused foundation you can apply immediately. If you would like to support Brian Tracy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.